Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Jane and my pronouns are she, her. Whether you are joining us online or here in the sanctuary, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. This past week, our church has been hosting Chalice Camp, a summer day camp exploring UU history, theology, values, and traditions. During this service, we will be sharing songs and stories from camp. I welcome all of you to this Chalice Camp service, especially if you are new to the church. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark in the divine in every person. In camp this week, we learn that it's a blessing each of us was born. In this tradition, I invite you to greet the holy among us, either in the comments or by turning to those around you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Reverend Chris Jimerson, co-lead minister here at the church. My pronouns are he, him. I am a 6-foot white male who is 61 years old. I am wearing a bright colored stole and a clergy parking tag. That's my costume piece in honor of our Director of Lifespan Religious Education, Kelly Stokes. I am thrilled to be with you today for this very special Chalice Camp service. With obviously some very special folks leading our service today. This is the chalice lighting we use during camp and our children's Sunday school classes. Feel free to sing along if you know it.
My pronouns are she, her. These are theological statements we explored this week through games, art, discussion, and stories. But by Chalice Camp authors Sherry Prudhomme and Layla Ibrahim. It's a blessing each one of us was born. It matters what we do with our lives. What each one of us knows about God is a piece of the truth. We don't have to do it alone.
Good morning. My name is Alex, and my pronouns are she, her. One of the things that binds First UU together as a religious community is our mission. The Congress wrote it together and put it on the wall in the sanctuary. We can read it now, every Sunday, and carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let's say it together now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
How we cheer each other on when we see things that we like, when we notice other people being kind. And so today we're going to read a book called Woohoo, You're Doing Great by Sandra Boynton. Have you been feeling kind of low, a little lost, a little slow, perhaps unsure of what to do and how to do it? Is that you? Or are you feeling quite upended, underprepared, and overextended? Or is it all too much for you? So much to learn, so much to do. Well, I can help you. Yes, indeed. I know exactly what you need. You need a chicken to wave and cheer and you're in luck. I'm here, right here. There's surely nothing more fantastic than someone who's enthusiastic. Are you learning how to skate?
Woo!
You're doing great. Are you practicing ballet?
Woo!
You're A-OK. Did you teach yourself to bake?
Woo!
You made that cake.
Woo-hoo!
Way to tap.
Woo-hoo!
Way to nap. You woke me up. Oh no, I made a mistake. I'm no good at this. But everybody makes mistakes. That's how we learn. That's what it takes. Woo-hoo for you. You tried your best. Perhaps you'd like a little rest. While both my friends are snoozing there, I have a thought I'd like to share. It's often very nice to hear an encouraging word, a kindly cheer, and it helps to say a big
woo-hoo
to someone who is feeling blue, but I think perhaps the best
woo-hoo
is the one you say each day to you.
Woo-hoo!
And the mouse says, woohoo, you're doing great. Let's do one big last woohoo for everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Zoe.
And I'm Quinn.
Our reading is Let This Be a House of Peace by Jim Scott.
Let this be a house of peace. Let this be our house of peace.
Let this be a house of peace, of nature and humanity, of sorrow and elation. Let this be our house, a haven for healing, an open room for question, and our inspiration.
Let this be a house of peace. Let this be our house of peace.
Let this be a house of freedom, guardian of dignity and worth held deep inside us. Let this be our house, a platform for the free voice where all our sacred differences here shall not divide us.
Let this be a house of peace. Let this be our house of peace.
Let all in this house seek truth, where scientists and mythics abide in reverence here. Let this be our house, a house of our creation, where works of art and melodies consecrate the atmosphere.
Let this be a house of peace. Let this be our house of peace.
Let this be a house of prophecy. May vision for our children be our common theme. Let this be our house of myth and lore and legend, our trove of ancient story and cradle of most tender dreams.
Let this be our house of peace. Let this be our house of peace. Please say it with us. Let this be a house of peace. Let this be our house of peace.
This is the time in our service where we center ourselves together. When we did this during our worship services here at camp during the week, all of the campers would lie down up here on the stage while they breathed in and breathed out. So I'm going to share one of the little meditations that we did together during camp during those days. So we're going to start with just, we're going to be silent, just remembering that human sounds are part of the silence. And we're going to begin to focus on our breath. You can close your eyes if that's comfortable. Noticing how it feels when you breathe in. Noticing how it feels when you breathe out. Without trying to change anything, just noticing your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Beginning to feel your breath as if it was light moving inside you. Noticing where your body is touching the seat or the floor, and letting your breath travel down to that, all those places. Light filling you up and beginning to stretch out in those places like little roots of light stretching down into the ground through the floor and down into the soil. Every time you breathe in, those roots of light grow stronger and longer, reaching down and out and beginning to notice all the other little roots of light around them.
the roots of light from everyone else sitting here and from the trees outside, from the birds in the trees, and all the life around us mingling together, all of the roots coming together, sharing their light. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing that we are breathing with all of the life around us, that we can borrow that energy from one another, that we don't have to do it alone. And following those lines of light back up into your body, noticing how it feels. Breathing in and breathing out in community.
I invite you now to light candles, if you're so moved. Candles representing sorrow, joy, hope, remembrance, resilience, whatever is in your heart at this time. And as we light candles, I invite you to keep in your mind and heart members of our community who may be ill or in sorrow, as well as those who are celebrating joys. Please especially hold Judy Parkin and the family and loved ones of Judy and Ed Parkin as we mourn his loss. Now let us enter into a time of music, candle lighting, and meditative quiet, holding the meditative quiet when our music comes to an end. And now we light one last candle for all those for whom there is no one to light a candle.
Good morning. My name is Ani, and I use they, she pronouns. Every day this week, the counselors acted out a play for the campers about our UU history. Today, we are sharing two of these. In these stories, we see how UUs in the past have helped others. On Tuesday, we talked about how it matters what we do, and we sang this chant. If you like to sing the chant with me, please come up and join.
UUs are here to say we're making a difference in many ways. Some are big and some are small, but they make a difference for one and all.
You see before you a classroom at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Anywhere. The teacher and children have just finished lighting the chalice when someone asks a question.
So now do we get to learn how Unitarians and Universalists became one church?
Members of the Unitarian and Universalist churches pack goods such as food and blankets and medicine to be sent to Europe, like this Universalist family from Maine.
What are you doing?
Having a box of goods to be sent to Europe. The people there need food, blankets, and medicine.
But the war is over.
It will be a while before the people there have what they need.
How will it get there? But aren't we Universalists, not Unitarians?
Our two churches are working together on this project.
We have a lot in common with the Unitarians. Here, let me draw the symbol. It's called the Flaming Chalice.
Why are we drawing this on here?
That's the symbol of the Unitarian Service Committee. They used it during the war on documents, which helped refugees leave Europe. When they see this symbol, they know this box contains help.
Thank you, guys.
Good work on the play.
Come back together now.
The Unitarians and Universalists realized they had much in common.
They decided to merge in 1961, becoming one church.
Around the same time, the chalice started being used in churches around the country and now throughout the world.
Chalices don't have to look a particular way.
People make them out of clay or wood or metal.
Even Play-Doh.
I bet you've made chalices in religious education.
Got it. Now when you go home, you can quiz your parents to see if they know the origins of the Flaming Chalice.
We are going to transport ourselves to three different times that the Unitarian Universalists fought for civil rights. We will have three different speakers and three different signs. Okay, protest number one.
Women deserve to have a voice in public affairs. Our voices must be heard. It is no longer tolerable that we cannot vote. I say to you all that it is only fair that we be given full emancipation.
None of us are free until all of us are free.
We stand in support of the fellow Americans who are fighting for their right to vote. We join in the struggle with Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. All Americans deserve the right to vote, regardless of the color of their skin. The arch of history is long, but it bends towards justice.
Civil rights for everyone. Voting rights for everyone.
Yeah.
Same-sex couples don't get the same rights and responsibilities as our straight friends. We've been granted a separate and unequal status. We are second-class citizens. This is wrong. This is un-American. This is not an example of our nation living up to its highest ideals. This must end. Civil marriage is a civil right.
Great job, you guys. Come sit down. Let's talk about this.
It is so hard to believe that women couldn't even vote.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Maybe in 100 years, people
will
think this about gayness.
So what did all those protests have in common?
They're fighting for people's rights.
They are making our country better and more fair.
Even people who had those rights were fighting for other groups to get those rights.
You guys nailed it. Those were three ideas I wanted you to learn. One, they were fighting for people's rights. Two, they were insisting our country live up to its best ideals. And three, even people who already have those rights were fighting for the groups to get those rights.
And the reason that we are talking about this in church is that Unitarians and Universalists and Unitarian Universalists were involved in every one of those liberation movements. That is something to be proud of. Our religion asks us to make a difference in this world.
Let's talk about Deaf People's Child's Camp Theater for the day and the week.
Today we are celebrating the many, many ways Kelly Stokes has served this church as our Director of Lifespan Religious Education, even as I feel sadness that this is her final service with us in her current position. To help express our gratitude to Kelly, I'd like to invite Tony Wegner and Jerry Grisafe to come up. A couple of folks who have worked closely with Kelly and know firsthand how much she has blessed this church. And while they come up, I also want to share with you some words from one of our teachers who could not be here today, Ann Vance. Ann writes, "Kelly's love for people is palpable. Her organizational juggling talents are superhuman. And the way she shares her observations of beauty, large and small, make listeners of all ages stop and smile. She will be deeply missed. I wish her comfort and courage as she enters her next phase of life. And may she continue to carve out moments each day to find something beautiful." Tony would like to offer a few words.
I'm Tony Wegner, she, her. Chris said I could say two sentences, so we've been truly blessed to have Kelly as Director of Lifespan Religious Education because of her kindness, creativity, compassion, calming presence, commitment to our spiritual growth, wisdom, and humor. Sorry about the slipping of the alliteration. And I hope the children got as much as I did from the stories for all ages. Kelly consistently hit the ball out of the park with stories chosen perfectly for the topics, perfect voices and expression, and making them fun. Thank you, Kelly. We will miss you.
Thanks, Tony. Kelly, I don't even know how to even begin expressing my gratitude to you for all you've done for this religious education program and this church. I said a lot of it in what I wrote when we sent out our letters letting the church know of your decision to model self-compassion by doing what you must to take care of yourself and your family. This is the part I had to write down because I knew this was going to happen. And it's that word care that comes to mind most when I think about how much I appreciate you. We have been through so much together, and through it all, what I will remember most is how very much you care about the religious education program, about this church, about this faith. And yet you also always remember that all of that only works by caring for each of the individuals within it. Thank you for the caring you so often have offered to me. You are a whole culture of caring all by yourself. I will always be grateful for your big, wide open, loving, caring heart. Thank you, Kelly.
A colleague of mine, when I started this job, told me to keep a special file, an email file and a physical file, of all of the good feedback that I received, any thank you cards, so that if I had any low times, I could go back and look at them. And so I did that. And I've been printing out the emails over the last couple weeks so that I could take them with me, and I've been reading them. And at the same time, I've been receiving the most beautiful cards and emails from all of you expressing appreciation. And what I noticed that I thought was so beautiful was that there wasn't any difference, that the thanks and appreciation you're showing me now as I leave is what you've been telling me all along, because you are so good at showing appreciation. And I appreciate that so much. That's been such a gift, such an incredible gift to me. And I cherish all of those, the verbal ones that you've shared and all of the notes that you've sent me over the years. And I want to say, woohoo. And keep it up. And thank you so much. I love you all.
Hello, I'm Blue, and my pronouns are they, her. Please say these words with me to extinguish our chalice. Let us remember that each of us is a blessing, that it matters what we do, and that we are not alone until we light this flame next time.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Building up a world, I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Go in peace.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.